Welcome to Shomar Shavah Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lur Nishmas, Ram Yaakov Shom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalet. The Gemara Amud Beis, after saying that when a person does an Aveira before Hesio, so all Aveiras a person cannot do, says the Gemara, what about Esther? Esther was before Hesio, that she was with Achashverosh. So how could she be with Achashverosh before Hesio? So Tois asked the question, but what about Gilui Arayos? Why does the Gemara ask, because if Esther was before Hesio Havio, what about the fact that Esther was married to Mordechai? She was the wife of Mordechai. And she's doing Be'ilo with Achashverosh. So that's why it should be Harik Val Yavar. So this brings two opinions. She does a Benutam, that by a Goy there's no Arayos. And she does the Rivom, that the Gemara already knew the answer of Karka Oilom regarding Arayos. But Avni Nezer, in Yoredeo Simen Kuf Choftes, he brings this question on the Baal Amor, and he says, without the fact that it would be Mistafino, he's afraid, to do Pilpul and Halacha based on the Zohar, he has a very simple answer. Kayadua, Chazal and Sefer HaZohar Pashkiteitze Daf Reish Ayin Vov Amud Aleph, say that Esther never went to be with Achashverosh. The one who went to be with Achashverosh was Ashido. Esther sent to replace her some kind of a shade, a shido, a spirit that came and stood instead of her. Chazal and Sefer HaZohar continue and say, so therefore, whenever a person is with his wife, he should speak to her to make sure she's not a shido. Because a shido can replace a woman, and that's what Esther did. Mimele says, Avni Nezer. So that's the pshat in HaGemara. Very gishmak pshat. Says the Gemara, Mitzad Gilui Arayos is no Gilui Arayos. Because it wasn't Esther, it was the Shido. But there was a problem for Hesio, because nobody knew that she sent the Shido. They thought it was Esther herself. So ask the Gemara, what about for Hesio? What about the problem that it doesn't look right in front of other people? Answers the Gemara, it was a Karka Oilom. She didn't really do any Maise. From here, Mimele, you learn that always Karka Oilom is fine. Because if in front of other people did not look like something wrong, so you see that this severe Karka Oilom is always fine. But the reason why the Gemara did not ask that it was Gilui Arayos is because it was a Shido. And when we learned Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel, we mentioned this because there comes out for the Gemara, the Mashmos of the Gemara is that Daryavish, who was the son that was born from Achashverosh and Esther, the Mashmos of the Gemara, that he wasn't a Jew. And the Shaila is, why not? His mother was Jewish. His mother was Esther. He should be a Jew. So the Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz in the Sefer Halacha Ketanis and the Maharit El Gazi in Chos Yom Tev, they discussed that they want to bring Rayas that maybe a son of a Jew from a Goy is not considered to be a full Jew. But a Goy, according to Chazal and Sefer HaZohar, it's very gishmak. Because really Esther wasn't the one who gave birth to Daryavish. It was the Shido. The Shida gave birth to Daryavish. So the son that was born was not Jewish. And if you take the Avni Nezer approach to say that maybe you can explain our Gemara placed in the Zohar, same here, both Gemaras go together, going with the Okimto, that Esther was never with Achashverosh. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to Hotzogu, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.